Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We thought Le'Veon Bell, and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reported this back in October. We thought Le'Veon Bell was going to come back and join the Steelers for a time. Remember, we had our guy Jake from Brentwood telling us that he saw him on the south side at Get-Go, and then he showed up at LA Fitness and was hooping with people. And apparently that was the plan. Le'Veon Bell's plan was to show up week 7. Jeremy Fowler tweeting this out last night. His plan was to show up for week 7, get a couple weeks of practice in, play 10 games, figuring that he needed an accrued season in order to get to free agency. But then, apparently his agent, Adisa Bakari, figured out, oh, wait, no, we had this wrong. You don't need the accrued season. You can, in fact, go straight to free agency without playing at all on the tag this year.
What a, like, how derelict a duty is this Adisa Bakari? To That's not understand thing. That going into the whole process. Like, when it was last summer, okay, and it was even last year at this time, football season's over, it's March, Super Bowl's done, you're plotting your course, you know what's going to happen, or at least you have an idea on what you'd like to happen from your end of it, if you're Le'Veon Bell and his representation. Don't you have somewhere in your office, right, one of those big whiteboards, and you go, you write, like, this date, this here's what the Steelers want to happen. Here's what we want to happen.
Yes.
Here's what's going to happen. Or at least here's what we are going, because you're in command of the situation at
you
that
know,
point.
You know, you have that big flow chart that that I tweeted out like right around week 10, right? When we were trying to figure out what the deal was.
And before you write it down on that big wax board or whatever, you have down on there like, okay, the seventh week of the season, my client is going to report or he's not going to report. Before you write one word about that down, haven't you checked with the National Football League and the NFLPA and the people that you need to, the legal representation
maybe
at both
places? Maybe read
through
the CBA a little bit?
Yes, and double and triple checked exactly what needs to happen for your plan to be implemented.
If I'm Le'Veon Bell today, I'm looking for a new agent. Like, I don't know how this gets blown. Because
on top of blowing all that money.
That's the thing. You blew all this money just sitting around doing nothing. And rather than sit here and try to paint it as if he was standing on principle and, oh, he wanted to remain healthy and all these things that they're trying to do now to retroactively paint it as Le'Veon Bell did exactly what he intended and got exactly what he wanted, somebody should stand up and say, no, you know what? We misinterpreted and misunderstood the situation. We blew it. It could have Le'Veon could have made more money. And it could have worked out better. Now, Adisa Bakari's never going to say that. He's an agent. He's never going to admit that he was the one at fault. But Le'Veon Bell should have the good sense to say, yeah, you know what? It didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Right. It blows me away. And then it does get back to, like you mentioned, whenever he was at LA Fitness and he was playing basketball, I had been told by some people that coming up in that week as planned, he's going there because he's in town. He's planning to report.
Yes.
That's exactly what was going on at that time.
That was the plan.
And other reporters had said the same thing. We're not reporters, but reporters had said the same thing. He's in town because he's planning on being here. That's what he's going to do. He's going to report. Well, imagine I can't imagine being the client. Let's put ourselves in Le'Veon Bell's shoes, which is tough because they're clown shoes.
Well, and I don't have enough blunt rulers, to
right,
be honest.
But let's put ourselves in his shoes. So Le'Veon Bell's shoes, all right, I'm at LA Fitness, I'm playing basketball, it's midweek, it's the week before, actually, it's like a Thursday night, a Wednesday night, the week before, all right, I'm at my house in Richland Township.
You be Le'Veon, I'll be a
Adisa, ready to go, I've got this all planned out, I'm going to report on Sunday Saturday.
Lev, wait. You don't have to.
Right. Okay. How did we get here?
Yeah.
Like, how did we arrive at this point? You're fired.
Yes.
Like,
right there, right on the spot.
Well, who's going to represent you? Well, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm going to go make some money.
I'm going to find someone to represent me because you know what? You got this all wrong.
You just screwed me out of $14 million.
Right. And for me, if you're Le'Veon Bell, I don't know how you continue a professional relationship with Adisa Bakari. I don't know how you got to that point last year at week 7 and you didn't just implode and go nuts on this guy.
I'd have lost my mind. If my agent called me up and said, oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't actually read that part completely, and yeah, you don't have to do anything this year. You can just go back home now. You go back to Miami, and we'll reconvene at some point down the line and figure out what the plan is.
And another offshoot of this, if Adisa Bakari has other people, and he doesn't have a whole lot of other people, I'm looking for a new agent this morning when this Jeremy Fowler piece comes out from ESPN, and it did come out overnight. I read this on ESPN, and if I call Adisa and I say, hey, I don't know what our binding contract is. I would assume that the contract I'm in with you is that I can get out at any time, mm-hmm. you representing me or whatever. But if it's not, if it needs to run for the – like, as soon as it's done, it's done. You're not going to represent me anymore. You're a hack agent. You're awful. You're not good enough.
Just let's go through the amount of money that he cost Le'Veon Bell. His agent cost him. Albert Breer tweeted out these numbers last night. This is – or yesterday morning,
well, did
actually.
He cost him money because of this, though?
He cost
– he was unaware that he didn't have to report. He was going to report. I don't know if he cost him money because of this. He cost him money because of the whole process. See, Le'Veon Bell was – where he got – what Adisa Bakari got wrong in this instance was Le'Veon Bell and Adisa Bakari thought Le'Veon Bell had to report to accrue a season.
Yes.
And that wasn't the case. So I don't know if that cost him money.
I think Adisa Bakari's mismanagement is my point. Cost him money, right?
Okay, yeah, this particular incident.
The $14.5 million that he could have made last year, and had he accepted the original Steelers offer, right?
Adisa Bakari is like hiring Joe Pesci in My Cousin Vinny.
Yes. He's reading through the book and learning it as he goes, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, so through 3 years, the contract that the Steelers originally offered him, he could have made $45 million. With the Jets, he'll make about $5.5 million less. That's through 3 years. Through 2 years, it would be $7 million less. So there's not much to argue here. It's that the Steelers originally made him a better offer, and that Bakari and Bell, he's responsible for some of this too. Yes, his agent got things wrong. But the two of them decided, no, it's better to sit around and do nothing. And then not show up at all in week 7 after we didn't get that part of the process right. I mean, it's mind-numbing to me that an agent could screw things up for his client in such a major, major way. It's beyond derelict of duty. It is. I don't think if you're an agent, you can get over screwing something like this up the way that he did. It is the Fan Morning Show. It's presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. So let's, in a way of spinning the conversation forward, let's also turn the hands of time back just a little bit and ask the question, would the season have turned out differently had Le'Veon Bell been a part of this team down the stretch for the final 8 games of the season? Simple question. If Le'Veon Bell reports for Week 10 and plays
week 7.
Week 7, well, yeah, I guess he would have reported at that point and then practiced for a week or two before actually getting back on the field, possibly week 9, week 10. Does it change the Steelers' fortunes down the stretch?
Probably.
Do they win an extra game? Do they get into the playoffs? And does it not just change the Steelers' fortunes down the stretch, but does it change the contract Le'Veon Bell gets in free agency?
Well, let's look at this from the first question.
Okay.
Moving forward. So it was after the bye week is mm-hmm. what people were talking about. So at that point, the Steelers were 3-2-1, okay?
Right.
Then they ripped off those 4 straight wins. They beat Cleveland. They win at Baltimore. They win the Carolina game, and they win at Jacksonville. That's out of the bye week. You remember mm-hmm. that? They
yep.
won 4 right out of the bye week. So, and then they lose 3 in a row, then win, loss, win, is the way that it worked. So in looking at it, I think that – he would have played a major role at Denver. That's
yes.
for sure.
Yes.
I think that they would have been able to kill the clock a little bit in the Chargers game.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been able to ground and pound a little bit, albeit it was a 33-30 game or something like that. And then at Oakland, you would think you go into Oakland and if you're able to run, X-rays be damned, if you're able to run the football, that would help. Here's what happens.
They win at least one of those games.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say.
They win at least one of them. They're 10-5-1, and they go to the playoffs.
Yes. They win it. They win Denver, Chargers, or the Raiders game. At least one, maybe two. But I'll give you at least just one. And that changes the fortunes of everything.
I don't know
if they win the Saints game, but they win. What they go 2-2 in those four games.
And he has a major impact on it, you would think.
One would think.
And thus sets himself up to make even more once he hits the market.
Mm-hmm. But about the 2018 Pittsburgh Steelers, that's where he has an impact.
Yes.
Because he's a fresh back. Well, it keeps Connor fresh. We don't ever find out about Jalen Samuels. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Probably not.
But what happens is you run two backs, not necessarily split carries, but you run two backs, and it does. I think you're right there. You win at least one of those three games that you lost in a row there, November into December.
Now, while we're talking alternate timelines, let's rewind it all the way back to when the Steelers made the offer that we now know is way better than anything the Jets put on the table. If he accepts that offer, or if he goes with his agent, because the two of them butting heads on different things here is just phenomenal to me. The fact that they were never on the same page is breathtaking. But if he decides to accept the offer that Adisa Bakari advised him to accept from the Steelers.
The 2017?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about a completely different narrative around this team right now, I think. Now, as we've discussed, AB still probably goes off the rails at some point. But this national narrative around the Pittsburgh Steelers about how they run superstars out of town because of the quarterback, right?
Yes.
I don't know if we ever get there. I don't know if we get the same sense of, oh, this team's a wreck and it's a circus and they're off the rails. I don't know if we ever get there in the same way that we have gotten there now, where people, at least in the national media, have lost all their respect for the Steelers and they think the place is a disaster. I don't know if Le'Veon Bell signs that contract and is a part of this team going forward.
No, because part of it was them looting his locker. That's part of the narrative.
That was part of it, and part of the narrative of, oh, the Steelers aren't going to pay their young superstars, right? It's this false narrative that's been built up that they were never going to keep Bell and Brown around, and that they had to go out and prove their worth, right? That they had to take over the situation. And I don't think we ever get there if Le'Veon Bell, under the advisement of Adisa Bakari, who later blew it, accepts that original contract offer.
I think they'll actually be an okay team, though, without him. I'm not going to cry that he's gone.
No, and I'm not going to sit here and say the offense will be better without Bell and Brown. But I do think it will be different, and that those differences will accentuate some of the strengths of some other guys who wouldn't have been as big a part of the offense. To not have the offense focused on just two guys, I think, will be a positive for them going forward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.